This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 15th, God's word for you today is every income. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 28, verse 22, and it says, "And this memory pillar I have set up will become a place for worshiping God, and I will present to God a tenth of everything he gives me." The first habit for spiritual traction is to get time with God every day. The second habit for spiritual traction is get together with believers every week. What next? Number three, give a tithe to God of every income. This is big. When you read the Bible from Genesis, you understand that for everything God gives to man, there is a portion of it that does not belong to man. And God gave Adam Eden, but there was a portion of Eden that belonged exclusively to God. Every increase, every income, every breakthrough you get, there is a portion of it that does not belong to you. We call it the tithe. What is the reason for it? Is it even really important for us in the New Testament to continue the habit of tithing to the local church we belong to? Matthew chapter 6 verse 21 says, "Your heart will be where your treasure is." So, listen, if God is after your heart, God will go for your treasure. If God needs to get a man's attention today, let him touch his wallet, his bank account. It is because your heart is where your treasure is. What is a tithe? A tithe is returning the first 10% of your income to God. If you cannot give God the first place and the first part of your money, then you do not really put him first in your life. How can you claim you're putting God first in your life when you cannot give God the first part of your money? Why? It is because you exchange your life for your wealth. So when I get an income, an increase, I acknowledge the source of my income. Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 23 says, "The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your lives." Is God first in your life? Does your money show it? Check your bank account. The routine is 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2, which says, "Each of you should put aside something from what you have earned during the week and use it for this offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you earn." So, there is a direct correlation between how much you give and how much the Lord has helped you earn. Paul said they should do it every week. In other words, do it consistently. The result is Malachi 3 verse 10. "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." The result is the floodgates of heaven, I pray, will be thrown open over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. God says, "Test me in this." Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be faithful in tithing and in giving you first place in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.